Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Monday, October 11th. We are just 3 weeks away from the major gubernatorial election in Virginia that could tell us a whole heck of a lot of the American political landscape for the next couple of years. Historical political trends are important to know about, but we can't overread them. Yet listen to this fact about Virginia governor elections. As you may know, they happen in the year after the presidential election. And for decades, it has been true that the party that wins the White House the next year tends to lose the gubernatorial election across the river in the Commonwealth of Virginia. In recent history, one person defied that trend. It was Terry McAuliffe in 2013, the year after Barack Obama's re-election to the White House. And it is Terry McAuliffe who once again is trying to upend that trend in seeking his old job. All political eyes are focused on how this battle is going to play out because many political professionals believe there are tea leaves to be read in Virginia that can tell us what the landscape is going to look like in American politics for the 2022 midterms next year. It's important to keep in mind, Virginia has been a state that has been trending from Republican to very purple battleground territory to actually a blue-leaning Democratic state in the last several years. The question is, does that bluish nature of Virginia, is it strong enough to withstand Biden's agenda not yet getting through Congress, any overhang of COVID, any overhang of the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic? Are the winds blowing so strongly against the president and his party at this moment that even in bluish Virginia, a Republican can emerge victorious? That's sort of the macro question that hangs over this race. The contest in Virginia is a dead heat. It is a toss-up race. That, of course, is also garnering attention. It is McAuliffe, the former Democratic governor, against the Republican Glenn Youngkin. Youngkin is a newcomer to politics, and he is very much trying to portray himself in Virginia as a Republican for all kinds of Republicans. He describes himself as being somebody that never Trumpers can come to, Trump fans can come to, even some moderate Democrats. This is the style of a Republican candidate that has proven successful in the past, but Virginia has not seen a Republican elected to a statewide office since 2009. Youngkin, of course, is also walking a tightrope, as many Republicans are, about the former President Donald Trump and his continued assertion of the big lie that the 2020 election was stolen. In the Republican primary, Youngkin ran to the right and raised election integrity as a major issue, sort of a dog whistle to Trump supporters that he wasn't yet ready to declare Joe Biden the true and fair winner. Now, Youngkin has said that Biden won the election, but he's still calling for an audit of the 2020 votes in Virginia, giving some sense of allegiance to the pro-Trump big lie crowd. So as we saw in California, when Gavin Newsom tried to make his opponent into a Trump carbon copy, that's exactly what Terry McAuliffe is trying to do here. Youngkin is trying to cast himself as a more middle-of-the-road Republican, and he is seizing on this issue of concern over parents' rights in schools, whether it is mandates about vaccines or masks or about the curriculum. Give a listen to one of his most recent ads.
Terry failed Virginia's students for 4 years.
I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
Terry McAuliffe, putting politics over parents. Failing our kids.
I'm Glenn Youngkin, candidate for governor, and I sponsored this ad.
McAuliffe, for his part, has to run against the headwinds right now that are facing his party nationally. He was on CNN's State of the Union yesterday with Dana Bash, and he said that it is a problem that Joe Biden and congressional Democrats have not gotten their agenda through Congress and delivered to the people of Virginia.
I sort of call him the way I see him. I think that's why people, you know, like working with me, I'm very straight. We've got frustration with Washington. You know, why haven't we passed this infrastructure bill? It passed the U.S. Senate with 69 votes 2 months ago. I have been very straight on television. We're tired of the chitty chat up in Washington. Get in a room and get this figured out. It's not dragging me down. I worry about the people of Virginia.
Early voting is underway. This election is happening now, and it is going to be widely read for what happens next in American politics. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening, and please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.